Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, with the man who knows more about news talk radio than anybody else. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, each week in Talkers at Talkers.com. You can see the list of the stories that they put together, they being the staff at Talkers, the people list, et cetera, et cetera. So we traditionally start out our exercise every week of going through the stories one by one from number 10 to number 1 in the people list, and then we'll go where we go. We'll go where we want to go, do what we want to do.
Well, sounds like a Mamas and the Papas song.
Exactly right, right.
You know, but I know more about talk, about news talk radio than I'm the Dr. Fauci of talk radio.
Yes, well, hopefully, if you get asked to throw out the first pitch in the game,
gosh,
you'll do better than...
I'll tell you, you know, he doesn't make it live me. 78, 79-year-old man. Do you know something? Throwing a baseball when you reach your 60s and 70s is not easy. You can pull your arm out. And,
yeah.
You know?
I do it all the time. I throw the ball and I had a torn rotator cuff, so I'm careful about how I throw it. Yeah, you can, if you know, because those muscles get weaker in your shoulders if you don't exercise them as you get older. Right.
You know, when I was when I was young, I was a pitcher. And I was pretty good at it in terms of I had a strong arm and I used to put stuff on the ball. So about 10 years ago.
What do you mean you say stuff? Did you put like spit on the ball?
No, putting stuff on the ball means I put spin on the ball. Spin, not spit. That took a lot of it takes a lot of strength to get a ball to break, to curve, especially a slider. And you're not supposed to do that when you're, you know, in Little League and all that. And I was doing that as a kid. But I recently was at one of those, recently, like 10 years ago, I was at one of those amusement parks where they you throw the ball and they do like a radar
thing. See how they time it?
How fast you throw it?
Yeah, right.
And I was, you know, I stepped up and I said, oh, I'm going to show them my old pitching skills. They're going to be blown away. And it was about one-third the speed that I had.
40 miles an hour.
It was less.
And
you know, you don't realize that you're losing it. You know, it's like runners say, I'm not running as fast as I did, but I feel like I am. But the clock is, there's something wrong with my stopwatch, you know.
You and I should have been on the same team. I was not ever a good, I was an outfielder, but I couldn't, I had no control over the ball whatsoever. I could throw it, but I never got where I wanted to go. But I could hit the ball out of the park. And I could run faster to first base than anybody else. After that, forget it, because I didn't have any. I could make it fast to first base, and then that was it.
You know, when I was a kid, talking about what you just said, you know, like how we played and baseball, I don't like to get too much into the when I was a kid bit, but it's interesting how baseball has changed over the years. There was a time in America when a boy growing up, his prestige and his self-worth and his standing in the community of boys was based on how good a baseball player he was. Every kid had a mitt. You played baseball. And if you didn't play baseball, you were sort of socially ostracized. Today, it's not that way. Baseball is, you know, fighting to be a major sport among young people. Soccer is huge. Hasn't translated into professional, but kids play soccer. And, of course, football has replaced baseball really as the big, exciting, number one spectator sport. Although this year, now, we don't know what the hell's going to happen with sports. I don't know if it's ever going to be the same.
Well, it certainly isn't going to be the same this year. But once again, the focus on what happens when you play football is getting lost in all the other things that people are talking about, taking a knee and all of that. Let's get to it. Let's go through the list, and then I want to pick out some of that, what you're talking about, get expanded.
Okay, here we go. Number 10, Kanye West's bipolar disorder. Number 9, social media and conspiracy theories. Number 8, the aforementioned Major League Baseball opens, and sports in general. At number 7, U.S.-China relations and cybersecurity. Number 6, the presidential race and politics in general. At number 5, Black Lives Matter, Portland protests, and the debate over federal agents being sent into embattled cities. At number 4, the economy and the new stimulus package. At number 3, healthcare, vaccine development, and the Pfizer deal. At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections. And number 1 this week, the school opening debate. The People Survey, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian at 10, Jeff Bezos at 9, Mark Zuckerberg at 8, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin at 7. Number 6, Ted Yoho and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Joe Biden's at 5, Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx at 2, and Donald Trump at 1. And there's a snapshot of this week's activity on news talk stations, just like the one you and I are being heard on now.
Number 8... referring back to the opening of baseball, sports talk in general, sports talk stations about which you report at Talkers Magazine as well as News Talk. The fact that those stations have not done well in the ratings because, there were no games being played. And you listen to some of these guys trying to come up with a conversation about sports when there's really nothing going on. It's tedious to listen to. Now, the only thing that I heard this week that I thought was of interest was the dissecting of Mookie's $345 million deal with the Dodgers and him taking a knee. Before he even plays the first game, he takes a knee. And so that didn't seem to go over too well with the Dodger fans. But imagine playing these guys are going to play 60 games this year. That's $500,000 a game. To even think.
Nice work if you can get it.
If you can get it, yeah. So, what about the, on radio, baseball does much better as a play-by-play audio than do other sports. Why do you think that is? Why do people love, I mean, the excitement that
baseball
is linear. Baseball being on the radio.
Baseball is linear. Baseball is one thing at a time. Football, basketball, hockey, there are many things in motion. It's very hard for the announcer to convey what the eye will see if you're watching all of these pieces moving simultaneously. Whereas baseball is one player versus another player. Every player is in the spotlight for a play. There's nothing else going on. When a ball flies out to the outfield, there's not some guy about to tackle the guy as he's catching it.
Yeah.
So that's the answer to your question. It's a good question, and the answer is because baseball, unlike most other professional sports or popular sports, is a linear process. You follow the ball one player at a time. The pitcher pitches, the batter swings, the catcher catches. It doesn't matter what's going on in the outfield, people running around or whatever, within the frame of reference. So it's wonderful for radio.
So also, one of the things as a side ancillary discussion and or debate is the women who are now doing play-by-play. There's quite a bit of attention focused on the lady whose name I'm not remembering who's doing play-by-play for the Yankees. There's another one who's doing in Washington. I think she's doing football. Can't remember. But I know it's interesting because we are hearing a lot about Black Lives Matter, for sure, number 5 this week on the countdown. And then there's a focus on the alienation that people have toward black folks, but women still in a secondary position. I suppose, you can ask the question, why shouldn't a woman be able to do play-by-play? Why is that such an anomaly?
Well, it's an anomaly because sports has traditionally been a realm, dominated by men. But over the years, women have been entering it as fans. Women have been entering sports as athletes. And women have been entering announcing you know, in terms of commentary. The woman that you were talking about is Susie Waldman.
That's right. Yeah,
she's been a color commentator for the Yankees, I think, since 2005.
Is she good? Do you listen to her? I've never listened.
I think she's great. Yeah. I think she's really good. I've been following her for years. She used to be. She was one of the first female sports talk show hosts. She was on WFAN.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a great sound. She knows the game. I don't think there's a problem. I think any woman that knows the game can.
Well, yeah. I guess that's my point. Why is there specific? Okay, it's a woman doing the call. What difference does it make?
I don't think it matters anymore. I don't think it really matters anymore to anybody. There are a lot of very good female sports talk show hosts, and you know, you see a lot of very, very good women. Maggie Gray, for example, was on Sports Illustrated website. Now she's on WFAN.
Remember Nancy Donellan?
Yeah, she was the sports chick.
The sports chick, yeah, right.
Yeah, the fabulous sports chick. She was
fabulous
a pioneer.
Yeah, right.
The sports babe, not the sports chick. The sports babe.
Yep. Yeah. I remember being in a line at a talkers convention. She pushed me out of it. That's what I remember about her.
Well,
anyway, yeah. the whole idea about where we're going in terms of sports, we need a distraction. Do you think things would be more calm in our country? At the moment, we wouldn't have so much like we have this whole business in Portland, part of the number 5 issue this week. If we had more sports, would there be less people protesting, do you think?
No, I think the question goes deeper. If we didn't have the COVID-19 pandemic, we would be calmer. No sports as a result of the pandemic. So if we had the problems that we have now, but we had sports, that doesn't kind of equate well. I don't think it would change anything. I think that I don't think people are tense and upset because they don't have sports. I think they're tense and upset because they're either out of work, they're worried about the future, they're worried about their health, and a lot of people have gone stir crazy in isolation. The sports thing would help, but hey, we've got something even better than sports. We've got Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that right? No, thanks. All right, number 2 on the people list, Dr. Fauci, talked about him and his baseball. Let's talk about Dr. Birx when we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, time to pursue more information, more stories, more thoughts from the two of us. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. On top of all of these stories, I'm Doug Steffen. I spend a lot of time every week talking about the issues as well on my DJV program and the other things that I produce for radio and podcast. This is a podcast, too, by the way. You can find it at talkradiocountdownshow.com. So I was off into the business about what matters. I every time I look at some of these things and I try to separate them out, then I start thinking, you know, pretty much all this stuff is related, or much of it is, from... Oh, yeah. The business of China, which is number seven, and even the fact that we're not doing, hadn't done sports, that's because of what the Chinese communists have done. Social media, and I mean, the only thing in the top ten that isn't connected to China in some way, shape, or form is Kanye West.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Kanye West,
and who even knows about him?
It's an offbeat story at number 10, you know.
Yeah.
Frankly, there could have been 10 stories at number 10. That's the one we chose because we think it probably had an edge on the others because it involves two celebrities.
Yeah.
There's always, it's sort of celebrity gossip even though it's a serious issue.
And well, isn't that part of what we talk about?
That's the point. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you have celebrity gossip that also touches on a serious medical issue or something like that, it's gold for talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just saying, oh, they were seen at a restaurant, are they going to get divorced, or are they having a child? It's about, you know, hey, this guy has bipolar disorder, and she's talking about it. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
It really, you know, it enlightens people. It gives you a chance to talk about what is manic depression, what is bipolar disorder, and that's part of the conversation.
I have maintained through most of the Trump presidency that he's bipolar, and people have taken some serious shots at me because I've said that.
Why?
I think the guy's disturbed. I think
some people think he's a lot worse than bipolar.
Right.
I was going to say all that, you know.
Yeah. Well, but I give him the benefit of the doubt because of that. You know, there's the hatred that is generated by people who don't like him. And on the other side, excuse me, the hatred that's not as virulent, but it's there. The Nancy Pelosi hatred, the Adam Schiff hatred. There's so much hate, so much anger
Well, that a lot of the people who love Trump hate Pelosi and all the others because they hate people who hate Trump. They wouldn't hate everybody if there weren't people that hate Trump. What the people who talk about Trump derangement disorder have to ask themselves is, why do so many people hate Trump? Mm-hmm. They just see it as some kind of an evil bias that stems from some type of conspiracy. The question should be, why do people hate my guy so much? Mm-hmm. And that would change the direction of the conversation.
What's the answer to that question from your perspective?
The answer is that there's aspects to Trump's personality that are extremely irritating to a very large number of people, and the question is whether or not we can have a president who has that type of impact upon a giant segment of the population simply by his personality.
Mm. Well, his personality is not only discharged here in our country, but around the world. Most of the foreign leaders who are supposed to be our pals don't want to really have too much to do with Trump. Either he's too frank, or he's too belligerent, or he's too, you name it, whatever it is, that's his personality. But people don't take the time to understand personalities because it's easier to throw sticks and stones and mud against somebody. It seems to be like that's the popular game at the moment, is to make fun of people who either don't agree with you or they don't seem to be on the same page as you, so therefore they must be wrong. And then we, you know, that's what a lot of our conversation's about here. Let's face it.
This is the human conflict format.
20, yes, exactly. 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. District Court judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions as they arrest people during protests that have gotten out of control in Portland and pitted local officials against the Trump administration. Federal agents deployed by President Donald Trump have arrested dozens during nightly demonstrations against racial injustice that continues to turn violent. Democratic leaders in Oregon say federal intervention has worsened the two-month crisis, especially after both the governor and mayor stepped aside and asked the police to stand down. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacked the standing to sue on the behalf of protesters because the lawsuit is a highly unusual one with a very particular set of rules. Protesters in Portland continue to target the federal courthouse, setting fires outside and vandalizing the building that U.S. authorities say they have a duty to protect. This is USA Radio News. America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. I'm Chris Barnes.
The first hurricane to threaten the United States since the start of the coronavirus pandemic is bearing down on Hawaii. Meanwhile, two storms are churning in the Atlantic, and one could reach hurricane force before bringing significant flooding to the Texas Gulf Coast. In the Pacific, it's Hurricane Douglas growing into a major Category 3 storm with sustained winds of over 130 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Talk Radio. That's the focus of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Continuing in that vein, another half hour of conversation about the charts for the week of July 20th to the 24th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Dr. Birx has told 11 cities to take, quote, aggressive action against the virus. Is the virus worse? Is it in terms of mutation, less powerful? All these questions have been asked, not particularly answered well, but when you look at what's going on in cities like Miami, you think to yourself, good God, how is this ever going to be gotten under control, Michael?
Yeah, some people think that we should just reset and close the whole country down and take our licks and get rid of this thing.
We've already taken our licks.
Well, I tell you, we open too early in some places. Mm. And then some people believe closing doesn't do anything. I mean, people are still in denial about certain things that are kind of evident. Some of the things, as you pointed out, are murky. We don't have the answers. That's why they call it a novel coronavirus. It's a coronavirus that's novel, meaning it's a new one. We don't have the information yet. We will. But it's going to take a while, and it might be around, as Fauci said, forever. It
like the common cold.
Yeah. We never cured the cold. We haven't cured the seasonal flu, which some people say has its roots all the way back in the big 1918 Spanish flu.
Yeah. Fauci said he wouldn't get on a plane or eat inside of a restaurant this week in an interview that he did. Nor would you, huh? I'm getting on a plane.
If Fauci won't do it, I won't do it. I haven't politicized it, so, I don't know. I'm looking for answers, as everybody else is, but if Fauci says he wouldn't eat in a restaurant or go on a plane, I'll avoid that myself.
So you're not eating on a plane? Would you eat outside? Would you eat outside at a restaurant?
I haven't yet. I have not eaten in a restaurant, inside or outside, since March.
Really?
I haven't.
But you've been doing a lot of cooking because you're a good cook.
I've been doing a lot of cooking, and as a result, I've also been saving a lot of money on my personal credit card, which is what I whip out when I go to restaurants.
Hey,
you eat out as much as I have. your major expense is eating in restaurants.
Eating out. Yeah.
I mean, think of how expensive it is. Even to go to an average restaurant, it can cost you 50, 60, 70 bucks.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
To have
meanwhile, on the vaccine front, which is number three this week on the story list, our country has agreed to buy 100 million doses of the vaccine. Pfizer is going to make nothing but lots of money on this. I just want to make sure that it's not being made in China. Are we sure that this stuff is not being made in China, where a lot of our drugs and vaccines, I mean, could we be that tone deaf?
Well, China is trying to steal our intellectual property, as is Russia. There's this whole national, you remember the space race in the 60s?
Yep.
We have the vaccine race going on right now for both economic and prestige gain. And China is stealing our intellectual property left and right. They closed, they threw them out of their Houston consulate. China threw us out of one of their consulates. But the reason that we threw them out is because they're operating a whole spy center in Houston, stealing intellectual property. And this is
why don't we throw them out of every? Why don't we just throw them out of the country?
Because
ruined the economy of our country and the world. There is no question that the Chinese Communist government, is behind this. All you have to do is talk to any of the reporters that are here, like from the Epoch Times, and they draw a completely straight line from the events that have taken place since last fall to where we are today, and the dot starts in Wuhan at that lab. So
nobody
whether the stuff
not
got out
everybody wants to admit that. Not everybody.
Well, you know what? They need to wake up. Can we go to something else that you just said a second ago? This is sort of an ancillary thing, but I asked myself this question, and I wonder how many people even talked about it this week. You're talking about the space race. Why would the United Arab Emirates launch a spacecraft to go to Mars? Why would they? Last week they launched it from Japan. Why does the Arab world, I guess, it just makes me wonder. It's going to take 687 days to get there. Then they're going to orbit Mars to study the weather. And, okay, so why are they doing it? We've done it. Why doesn't everybody get together and just kind of put the dough into one research project and we're all going to benefit from the information? So why don't we, the U.S. has a separate probe. China has a separate probe. The Indians are trying to do it. And now the United Arab Emirates have done it. Why?
I don't know. That's a great question. We do have certain things we've done in conjunction with Russia, believe it or not.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's interesting. We're very closely aligned with Russia in terms of space. Isn't that an ironic twist?
Well, they were making $65 million every time we'd send somebody up because we stupidly, foolishly killed the NASA shuttle program. Both Bush and Obama did their best to put a nail in that coffin. So then what we did was spend many millions of dollars more than it would have cost us ourselves if we had kept the shuttle thing going to send our astronauts that went up to the space station over to Russia. And they said, okay, well, you can go up with our guys. $65 million a ride, please.
You know, that recent SpaceX launch, which was the first time we sent, living beings on a rocket into space in, a decade or something.
Yeah,
maybe more.
Right.
That was a big deal. There's danger and expense attached to it, but most of our space stuff has been just basically sailing around the harbor right off the coast, you know, low altitude orbit stuff. We haven't really gone out very far. But then again, there's been some miraculous stuff being done with space satellite, with space telescopes, where we're discovering planets all over the galaxy.
Oh yeah,
and the thing to Pluto, New Horizons was great. Yeah. There's good stuff going on. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know whether or not we ever really are going to be successful at sending human beings into space. Space is extremely hostile to the human biology, and it's very dangerous. We may just have to be satisfied with sending probes and robots and all of that until we can really figure it out. I mean, one of the reasons we never went back to the moon was because we were lucky that nobody got killed.
There's more technology in your handheld device today than there was in
right.
that.
Right.
I mean, those rockets going to the moon.
They went to the moon in a tin can with a limited amount of computer power. It's shocking. Our friend Buzz Aldrin saved their lives leaving. That thing was broken. He fixed it with a ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Well, it is amazing that nobody died out there. You know, I mean, people died in the Mercury and Apollo programs on the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody died in Apollo and the Apollo missions to the moon. You know, Apollo 13 came close to a disaster. But the fact of the matter is it's amazing, and that's one of the reasons they haven't gone back, because they knew, whoa, we got away lucky. Let's quit while we're ahead.
Well, when you think about all of the other possibilities, this is what gives people a headache. When you start talking about aliens coming from other planets and whether or not even this the COVID thing, there's a straight line you can draw between the little pieces, the chunks of space asteroid that do make it through. As we know, most of that stuff burns up in the atmosphere, but some of it gets through. And the bacteria, scientists have studied the bacteria that's on these pieces of rock that come from planets God knows how far away, other galaxies, other
dimensions. Maybe COVID-19 comes from outer space.
Yes, that's what I listen.
Oh,
I've not been the first one. Well, maybe I have been the first one to suggest that. Mm. At least the original in the Chinese government, the communists modified it so it would stick to our mucosa and the wet parts of our internal organs, so they would make sure to knock off as many people as possible. That kind of stuff. You know, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. It really is.
If you've ever read War of the Worlds or seen any of the many fine movies that were made of H.G. Wells' story, the thing that saves humanity from an absolute, you know, shellacking by the Martians or the aliens was the microbes on Earth, the germs, killed the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
there's many ways of looking at this. It just seems that talk about the space race and space exploration in 2020 just seems so offbeat.
Yeah.
As even climate change, so many of the topics that were very, very big going into this year are so far in the back burner that we don't even know they exist anymore.
Yeah, they're lost. The People List, the charts for the week of the 20th of July from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here looking at this list. Number 10 is Kanye West. And, of course, the connection between him and his wife, Kim Kardashian. Number 9, Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg. People paying attention to him because of social media backlash and radio, the radio industry getting back into the revenue stream that has been lost at Facebook. Putin and Jinping there in China tied for number 7. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, number 6. Joe Biden is 5. Ted Wheeler and Lori Lightfoot, number 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Tony Fauci is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the People List. So there it is, an overview of lots of things. The hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, list at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, moving back to the reality of the moment, some of the other impacts that have come. The reality of travel and what to do as far as what's practical for you during the summertime. That's a big discussion topic. Get back to that in a matter of moments. Right now, I'd like you to get back to feeling good about the way you look. If you need to lose weight, you know, there are several reasons for you losing weight. Health is number 1. How you look and feel about yourself is number 2. But do you know that most of the people who have died of the virus are people who had diabetes, who are overweight, immune system compromised because of the fact that they were overweight? So why put yourself in that jeopardy? If you've been thinking for a long time, I got to lose weight, I got to get onto a program, then go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula and frankly been around for 20 some odd years that doesn't have any stimulants in it whatsoever, not a one, no drugs. All of this is natural combination of things put together. You can read all about the science of this by going to toploss.com. The thing that I find practical and what most people care about is it works. Take 4 capsules a night before you go to bed. let it go to work. It's a program you ought to stay on for 6 months because your body will not only lose the weight, but when you take these capsules every night for 6 months, it trains your body to keep the weight off, which is really what you want. Long term, you want to keep the weight off. Don't want to go up and down like a yo-yo. So go to toploss.com, if you please. Use the discount code DJV, no shipping charge using that. Plus, you can buy three and get three free. The famous BOGO deals at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful, blistery rash. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, almost one of every three people in the U.S. will develop shingles in their lifetime.
When people get chickenpox, the infection doesn't actually go away. The virus sort of stays in the nerves for the rest of your life.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh explains that as you get older, your immune system, which has kept that virus at bay, weakens and the virus reactivates. The result is a very painful rash. About one in five people who contract shingles can have long-term pain issues.
And so the recommendation really right now is for everyone over age 50 to get the new vaccine, which is much better than the old one and really efficacious.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started and off didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A review of the list of the top stories from Talkers Magazine starts at number 10 with a focus on Kanye West and his disorder. At number 9, conspiracy theories abounding on social media. Number 8, the start of the baseball season. Look at where we are, folks. The week of July 20th to the 24th, just getting started with baseball. At number 7, our relationship with China. Number 6, the presidential race. Number 5, the protests and the focus on Black Lives Matter. Number 4, our economy and whether we're going to get more in a new stimulus package. Number 3, 2, and 1 all have to do with the COVID, whether it's schools, whether it's health care, the new vaccines, the drugs, all of that stuff, all part of the top 3 items this week. The story list from Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. All right, back to our Talk Radio review. Actually, I want to hear from Michael about his interview this week because it's a little self-serving because I'm a big fan of the Moody Blues. Always have. You and I are alike in that respect. You know one of the guys that's the lead singer. I know another one. So how did this come about, this interview with John Lodge?
I have old connections in the album rock business, and it popped up. Somebody that knew him, I found out that John Lodge had made a song called In These Crazy Times at home while quarantining. It's called the Quarantine Mix. So I said, hey, I'd like to talk to John Lodge about that. And we wound up having a long conversation, and it turned into my podcast this week. It's very good. People, I'm getting such great response to it. So you can hear it at mhinterview.com.
Yeah, there is a fab. It took them way too long to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at Lodge, I think, has a place in Florida, doesn't he? He's an Englishman, has a place in England, but doesn't
he
live in Florida?
Yeah, he was in Naples and I was in Jupiter. I thought I was talking to him in a transatlantic conversation. I saw this whoosh, 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 and I realized I'm talking to him in Naples.
Yeah.
If he was in England, it would have been clearer.
Yeah, what do you suppose? Do you think anybody recognizes him when he walks down the street in Naples?
No.
People have not paid much attention to him, right?
No.
Amazing where those rockers live, though, all over the place. Justin lives in Monte Carlo. But you know, they seem to be almost domesticated. Anyway, that's a great interview. Check it out, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman has had appendicitis, so he's not with us. So I thought I'd present, in terms of a list, the list of the 10 most popular politicians in the world. How about them apples? I don't know whether you... You're going to... Probably I'll do this backwards, starting at number one instead of number 10, because it just depends on how much time I have if I go off a little bit on some of these people. At number one, at the moment, the most popular politician in the world isn't really even a politician. That is, he doesn't have a job anymore. Would it surprise you to know that among these lists that have been put together, that Barack Obama has 205 million followers, and that's really where this list comes from, the most popular lists in the American politician. He was an attorney and obviously served as president of the United States. Got 55 million followers on Facebook, 120 million followers on Twitter. Boy, this is a list and a half, right? How about that? The second most popular in terms of followers is the fellow that is the Indian president, Narendra Modi. He's serving his 14th term as Prime Minister of India. On Facebook, he has 45 million followers. On Twitter, 59 million followers. 49 million on Instagram. And again, that's how the list is being procured. The third most popular politician in terms of followers is Donald Trump. How about that? President of the United States. His business and his television personality days got him lots of attention. A lot of people listening and watching. Facebook, he has 28 million followers. Twitter, 83 million followers. Instagram, 20 million followers. And again, I've derived this list by looking at the politicians who have big followings. Joko Widodo is the next politician, number four. He's known as Jokowi, Indonesian politician, the seventh and current president of Indonesia. He's got 9 million followers on Facebook, 14 million followers on Twitter and 33 million followers on Instagram. Isn't it interesting how things vary in terms of the type of social media? Number five on the list of the top 10, Hillary Clinton is the number five. American politician, lawyer, writer, public speaker, 67th Secretary of State in the United States. As far as her followers are concerned, she got 9 million on Facebook, 28 million on Twitter, and almost 5 million on Instagram. So that makes her the number five politician on the list. At number six this week, well, this week, this year, the fellow that is actually in charge of Turkey, not a very popular guy in America, his name is Erdogan, I believe that's how you pronounce it, 12th president of Turkey, got 9 million followers on Facebook, 16 million on Twitter, and 8 on Instagram. Why would you follow a politician? I guess I don't, but a lot of people do. Okay, up next, Queen Rihanna of Jordan is the 7th. She was born in Kuwait, moved to Jordan for work, where she met the then prince. So now she is the queen there. And her followers, 16 million Facebook followers, 10 million Twitter followers, and 6 million on Instagram. So she makes the list. And I don't know if she's a politician or not, but she certainly is there. 7. At number 8, Rahul Gandhi is the Indian politician, president of the Indian National Congress from December of 2017 to July of last year. He has a huge following over there. 3 million Facebook followers, 15 million Twitter followers, and 1 million Instagram followers. So you can see the list dropping off dramatically now as we get toward the end. Number 9 is Jair Bolsonaro, who has 16 million total followers. He's a Brazilian politician, retired military officer, 38th president of Brazil. So in terms of his numbers, he's got 10 million Facebook followers, 6 million Twitter followers, 10 million Instagram followers. Okay, that brings us to number 10 on the list of the 10 most popular politicians in social media, Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, is the Sheikh, Vice President, Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates, ruler of the Emirate of Dubai. He's in that position with, let's see, how many followers has he got? 2.5 million on Facebook, 2 million on Twitter, and 5.5 million on Instagram. So there it is, the list of the 10 most popular politicians in the world, thanks to their ranking on social media. I'm Doug Steffen with something else you can talk about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.